No, our editor just level with the floor.
I see. Millstone bill now is raised. That's how that our chamber is raised. For the width of about 8 to 10 inches, something like that. Higher than the floor.
Now, you might have something up over the mound you put up. I mean, something up over the fireplace.
You call it a mantle.
A mantle? What did you call the things you put the wood on, Mr. Any other parts of the fireplace?
Well, we call them dogumers. But, things that would get hot, you get continuous heat from the far end there, you know, it gets soon burning too. Break.
Yeah.
And we got some old wagon families. It wasn't as good as a dog iron, but they answer the same purpose.
Yeah. What would you start the fire with?
Well, we'd have, usually have pine kindling. It'd be lighted, you know, and you'd just strike a match, stick that up like it pulled gasoline in the coal or something, or you'd lay it up. Or if you get sometimes it wouldn't do that, you'd have trouble starting the fire. And as the fire gets started off, the wood burned pretty good, and add just a piece of pine now and then to keep it going good. And add new wood on it, if it burned down.
Well, a big, might put a big, what?
Well,
oak.
Yeah, I always left there before I have a big stick. So right back at the back stick we call it.
Back stick?
And floor wood in front.
The black stuff you get on your face.
Oh, such smut.
Such.
Whatever you call it. Well, there's I don't know whether there's any difference in such and smut. Both black.
Yeah. The ash, the what? Then you had to get the stuff out of the fireplace?
Oh, yeah, you'd have a little old shovel with a little handle on it, you know. You'd run in under the. Sorry, you have your dog orange or whatever there, well, you run in there and get the ashes out, you know, and
quiet him.
And while the fire was still going, you'd have to clean them out every day or two. It just depends on how much wood you burnt. But the ashes accumulate pretty fast in the fireplace. Way back yonder, they used to make soap out of ashes.
Really?
Yeah. My mother used to make it. And it's hard wood ashes.
White? What color was it?
Yeah, it was a yellow soap when it got made. I don't know if I should make it, but anyway, use these ashes. And same like with the... I had a barrel there. Back in the back, kind of like. It these hardwoods, but actually I should pour in a barrel. And ain't you get ready to make soap? I don't know, I couldn't tell you a thing about how in the world it done it, but anyhow I should have a wash pot full of soap there. Didn't seem like it took too long. And when it got cold, you could take your knife and cut it out and it's just firm soap as you could buy. Oh, I don't know if it's as firm as you could buy or not, but anyhow it is plenty firm to stay together.
And that was a yellow color?
Yeah. I don't know what she added to it, whether anything in the world or not, but I know she's made a many. I remember her making a lot of soap at different times, you know.
When margarine first came out, it was what color? It was